Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast by Making a Podcast. Yeah, it's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Mandy, Squealy Bracket, say hi.
Hey.
And Ollie, Squealy Bracket, say hi.
Hi.
Ooh. This week, The main man himself, the right hand of God, has given us a divine mission.
That's right,
it's Santa Claus. And he sent us a little message here. He actually sent me a text message. Not a text message. I meant he sent us a message delivered by DHL straight to the North Pole, where we're staying currently right now because it's Christmas, obviously. To our holiday inn.
I thought we were in the Witchcast office.
No.
We're not being paid for this overtime.
We're at the North Pole. We're at a company retreat.
Okay. But wait, why did he have to? Did he send us a letter inside his own house?
No. We're not in his house. We're in a Holiday Inn. We're in a Holiday Inn. Just a short skidoo trip away from the OG.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So we're not.
There's
too far
accommodation
away.
Near.
Of course,
Santa's workshop.
It's a big tourist attraction. You know, come see. You know, the elves doing shit and stuff. You know, Santa will. You know, give you a few knee slappers and shit. I'm sure he's got his own. You know, pub brioche bar over there, you know.
Are you sure you're just not remembering your trip to Burning Man? It sounds like Burning Man.
I mean, there was a lot of white stuff at Burning Man, but we won't talk about that. So this message... I didn't finish, did I? Sorry. we'll go
Let
over...
Let him finish!
I only have this last bit, and then we can get into the... Then you can tell us about the bird, the owl.
Get off the stage!
We'll go
tell
over
us about
a few...
Santa.
Huh?
Well, tell us more about Santa.
Us about the continental breakfast available at the Holiday.
Yeah, can you smell that fucking good scrambled eggs? Dried together into a fucking cube.
Come on, it's Holiday Inn, man. Holiday Inn's got good shit. Okay, we'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the penguin cocks and penguin hens.
Cocks and hens?
I googled it beforehand, yeah. Penguin cock.
Oh,
penguin
cool.
cock and sure. penguin hen. Just because I wanted to say penguin cock. It'll get its own show, but if it just isn't good enough, it's gonna go to the podcast graveyard where you will be first left to die in the minus 80 degree wind chill, then eaten alive by seals, which will then be in turn by eaten by polar bears, which will then be eaten by killer whales. Which will finally then be eaten by the crew of a Japanese research vessel. Everyone knows. Which is obviously the ultimate apex predator.
Yeah.
So what's up, guys? What'd you guys get? You guys get anything for Christmas? Man, it's Christmas time, bro, right now. Hell yeah. Sleigh bells and shit.
Matt, do you see that Christmas tree right there?
Yeah.
Do you see the presents under it? Do you want to have a look?
Is that, or are these for us?
Yeah. Do you wanna have a look in it? Do you wanna just open it?
Okay, yeah. Oh, this is a pretty long box, dude. What is this? This one has my name on it. Can I have, this is mine, right?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Just whip it out, you know?
Yeah,
just show it to everyone.
Thanks. Well, check it out. Okay, I'm gonna open it, okay?
Okay, it's empty.
What do you mean?
You're a fucking bad boy this year, Matt. You're gonna get a fucking podcast for Christmas. That's what.
Aww.
Shit. Fuck, I was gonna...
Well, isn't he the one presenting this week? So his present is worth.
Oh no! Please don't punish me, Matt. Please no.
Dang, I'm gonna edit all this shit out, dude. I'm gonna fucking blackmail you with some fucking.
What is this?
I think we're getting distracted. Manny, didn't you have something to talk about an owl?
Oh yeah,
what?
The bird.
I don't know.
The big bird in the tree.
It was not a big bird. So every year. New York City puts up the big old fat Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. We know this tree, right? You've watched Mariah dance around this tree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like an American institution. We do it every year.
Does she live in the tree?
Mariah?
Yeah.
I think it has to be lit first. That's in her rider for sure. Like, it has to be decorated, lit, everything. This tree apparently goes through quite a transformation, which I will explain. But yeah, it has to be properly, you know, furnished before she gets herself.
Yeah, I think it's like a Groundhog Day situation where, like, it has to be decorated and lit, otherwise Christmas doesn't happen. Like, you have to see Mariah Carey emerge from the tree before we know it's going to be Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, she has to hit that note before, like, Santa gets the juice, you know, that's what starts it off. So anyway, this year, the Rockefeller Tree Association, whatever they call themselves, decided to, like, completely let us follow this tree's journey on Twitter, which was a mistake. Because when it arrived in New York City to be put up, the tree usually, I mean, it's coming from, like, usually Montana, like, some far away place.
Is it a real tree?
I think this one was... Yeah, it's a real tree. They, look around, you know, the kind of East Coast, Midwest, I think, every year for the biggest tree. Or, I don't know, there must be some rules on how they choose this tree, but they choose one every year, and it's, like, anywhere from 60 to 80 feet tall.
Oh, my God. That's a real big boy.
I think that's
Holy
right.
Shit.
I kind of just pulled that out of...
So, basically, 10 times the size of your... average Christmas tree, guessing.
Yeah, it's a big boy. But you gotta think, like, this thing's coming a couple hundred miles, it's laying down on a truck, they cut it into sections, like, she looking rough when she gets to work.
I didn't think about that. Logistics of transporting a human tree.
They tweeted a video of them erecting it in Rockefeller for the first time. So it's like fucking flat on one side. It's got like no branches. It looks like Charlie Brown's tree times 10,000. Like, it's a giant Charlie Brown tree. And everybody got like really fucking peeved. Well, not peeved, but you know, the Twitter trolls were having a good day that day. So, talking about how it's the 2020 appropriate tree for everyone, blah, 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 you know.
Did they glue more branches on it, like, after it gets there? Like, how do they...
Yeah, that's what they
do,
basically.
Fix it?
they fill it in with some, you know, tracks of extra branches. Fluff it up. Give it some extensions. Put the lights on, the garland on, blah, blah, blah. And then Mariah can park her ass. But at this point, when they put this poor tree up there... And I don't know when or where they found him, but they found this little weenie owl. And I mean, like, tiny, tiny, tiny little baby owl. Oh. Like, emaciated and sick. Because it must have been in the tree when they took it and then never got out for some reason.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine it, like, hatched on the way to fucking New York?
Yeah, man. That's his whole life.
It's fucking... He only knows the open road, bro.
So they saved this little owl and they drove him all the way back up to, I think, Ontario, New York or something. Something weird up there.
Wait, did they feed the owl before they fucking drove it all the way back?
No, they put him in the back of a police car and, you know...
Escorted him off the premises. Wait,
so they arrested the owl?
Yeah, I mean, that's... He legally crossed borders.
So. Yeah, citizen's arrest.
So they saved this little owl, which I think they named, but I was not prepared, so I don't know what his name is. Name him whatever you want.
Can I... Who is the, like, original Rockefeller? Like, is that a guy? Is that, like... Do we know?
Yeah. Who? Yeah, it's a man.
Who was he? Who was this? Who was this guy? Was he a rocker? Musician? I'm assuming?
J.D. Rockefeller was an American businessman. Was he the... He might have been the steel guy? No. What the frick?
Maybe it's like a Bigfoot situation. There's no real Rockefeller. He just kind of...
There was! His name was John!
Wait, so this was an occupation?
Really?
Like, or like...
Oh, he owned the Standard Oil Company. Whoop-bam.
Yeah. It's not...
Oil baron.
It's not as interesting as I thought it was going to be, unfortunately.
It's always oil.
No, I mean, all the super famous, like, American millionaires from the 20s were either into railroads, oil, or steel. Like, that's about it. Wow. So, it doesn't get that interesting. I mean, there's bootleggers later. Like, John F. Kennedy was a bootlegger. Like, that's fucking cool.
Okay.
That's where they made all their money, anyway. That's when it gets spicy. To take away everybody's alcohol and American history gets spicy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, spicy. Oh, I thought you said Spacey. I was like,
Spacey?
Kevin Spacey?
I mean, does...
Oh, no.
That's a little later.
Take away the alcohol and you get Kevin Spacey. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. No.
Anyway.
Hard stop.
You guys want to? You want me to read this letter that Santa, like, DHL'd from us?
Oh,
like...
Wait, he oh, yeah, you forgot. Yeah, he sent us a letter.
Yeah.
What is,
can you DHL a letter?
Well, I mean, it was only from his grotto to the Holiday Inn we're staying in right now, so it only probably took the guy, like, 4 minutes, but...
Yeah, but you can't send a letter by DHL.
I mean, it was in a foam packet with bubble wrap in it, so, like... I mean...
I think this is below DHL standards.
Well, you never know. I mean, shipping is it's a big business here, especially in the North Pole, especially this time of year. I wouldn't be surprised if DHL had dedicated couriers for inter-North Pole, you know, messaging and stuff, or just deliveries.
But I'm sure, like, they'd make an exception for Santa. Like, if fucking Santa Claus came up and gave you a letter and told you to deliver it, like, you wouldn't even fucking ask for a fee. You'd be like, yes, Santa. Yeah, please. Actually, you'd probably check if he had, like, a fucking bottle on him and he was that smelled of alcohol first. But, I mean, once you figured out it's the real Santa, then, I mean, that's when the fucking real deal starts.
Yeah. Who do you think drops off all the presents from people's families for the guys who work at, you know, all the Antarctic Research Station? You know, there's a lot of men and women here, you know, working hard every day. You know, they got to get their Christmas presents, too.
Do you know what? I don't really get, like, in those Christmas movies were like, yeah, Santa doesn't exist, but, like, how do they explain where those fucking presents come from if, like, he does exist in that universe? Like, you just fucking wake up and they're there. So, but, like, how do they fucking explain that shit?
I was thinking about that in... There's, like, a scene in the Santa Claus where he's propping up, like, a canoe in this person's house. And I'm like, this is for adults. This canoe is for an adult. Like, is this adult not gonna ask questions? Like, who bought me a fucking canoe and put it in my house in the middle of the night?
That's a pretty weird present to get, right? Just a fucking whole ass canoe on your Christmas tree.
It's not that weird, but if you didn't buy it or your significant other didn't buy it, it's not like the kids secretly bought it. Like, there's no way.
Oh my god. Honey,
like, I'm sure
parents
can get confused about, like, kids' toys. Like, oh, that must have been from their aunt or something. I don't know. They dropped off 100 packages for my kid. Like, that's somewhat believable. But if it's a present for an adult, like, who the fuck?
Well,
no.
Maybe if it was a nice enough gift, you know, you wouldn't ask too many questions, you know? I mean, what
if
you got a
Rolex,
you know, in there?
If somebody installed an automatic start in my car, I'd be concerned.
Oh my god. That would be pretty scary.
Yeah.
I wonder how much, like, marriage counseling fucking Santa's caused. It's like, fuck. Another canoe again. Fuck, it's the third one in the house.
Who is this from, Daniel?
Who's this? Your
who bought you this canoe, Daniel?
I knew you were cheating on my Daniel, you sick fuck. Think of the children. You've never
with
fucking...
Becky's in your office, I fucking know.
You've never been canoeing a day in your life, Daniel. And you have three of them. Who is it, Daniel? Tell me. Okay, we're getting a little distracted. Let's read Chris.
Did you really think I wouldn't fucking get it? You fucking you know how you look at Sarah. Fuck, Sarah from accounting. Fuck, how could you?
Okay, let's read this letter. So this is from Santa. So I'll just put a little, you know, how Santa would read it. From Ho Ho Ho. Okay, it says, "Dear Witchcast,
Ho Ho Ho, hello losers.
Don't touch my shit while I'm railing Mrs. Claus on Makeout Point. Here's a fun game for you all
what
to enjoy."
Happened?
That's the beginning
of
the
sure
letter. That's where I opened
the
it.
Santa?
Yeah.
Why did you change voices?
I didn't want to do that. Okay, well, fine. I'll do the whole thing then.
Dear Witchcast, ho, ho, ho. Hello, losers. Don't
Santa?
Touch my shit while I'm railing Santa? Mrs. Claus on Makeout Point. Here's a fun game for you all to enjoy while you spend time in my grotto. The winner of my Christmas trivia game will be given a citizenship to the North Pole, with rights equal to and not exceeding penguins and deep sea crustaceans. Don't feed any of the reindeer any cookies because it flares up their IBS. P.S. Also, do not give any elves any money under any circumstances. Seriously, they will just use it on opium. From Santa. Thanks, Santa. So Santa actually sent me these this bunch of cue cards here. They all have different questions on it. He says these are all,
I have
like,
so many questions.
Christmas
Me too. I didn't know the North Pole was just dark times. I mean, fuck. I didn't...
Yeah, it sounds rough up there.
Yeah.
You mean up here? We're here.
Up here.
Okay. So, I think I have... Santa's given me about 22 questions here. They're just...
Why not 25?
Because I mean, because I think Santa chose these questions specially. You know, after all, he is definitely a cryptid. He's probably lived for over 2 million years, so...
Yeah, but there's 25 days of Christmas.
Yeah, but... 25, we're not gonna make it to 22. I think there are too many questions, but like, I only put like an extra one in there in case you guys don't get some of them.
12, you know, the 12 days of Christmas.
I can add some more questions. Don't worry. We'll make it around 23 and a half, don't worry.
Okay.
Christmas.
So what did Santa say in his letter? Were we gonna win something?
I think he said he was railing Mrs. Claus. I think that's the main thing I got. It was that, and the elves have an online gambling addiction.
I know,
or
they
something.
Have. They have. They'll use. They'll said. They'll use any money we give them for opium. He says.
So he's a slave trader.
He also said, if we win, he would graciously grant us citizenship to the North Pole. So that's pretty cool.
Is that technically Canadian citizenship? I'm pretty sure both of you already have Canadian.
I'm not pretty sure.
No, but you have a UK passport.
Yeah, that's true. Fucking long live the Queen, baby.
So that'd be pretty cool. You can fly to North Pole whenever you want. Cheap flights during winter time. But apparently, we don't have as many. You won't get as many rights as an elf. So.
Sounds like they don't have many.
Yeah, do the elves have rights? Are they like indentured servants or something?
Santa gave me a press pack and it didn't look good, so I didn't read it. So we'll just ignore it. Don't talk about the elves' crippling opium addiction. We'll just take whatever fucking trinkets Santa gives us, because he's obviously a malevolent being. A demigod, if we will. And I'm very scared that if we don't fucking answer these questions that he gave us, he's going to fucking kill me in my sleep. Because he has instantaneous transport, so...
Fuck, Santa can apparate?
Dude.
Okay, just, I don't like the sound that Matt. I think you should just answer the questions.
Just... We'll just appease
question
the gods and...
One.
Question one. Okay. Okay, so... this one's gonna be for Mandy, I think. Okay, Mandy, are you ready?
Okay.
Perfect. Let me just grab something I can keep score with. Do I have to number these questions? I don't know what the numbers are. First question.
Question one.
What were the names of the ghosts in A Christmas Carol?
Are we against each other, or are we against Santa?
Yeah,
how does
what's
this
the
work?
Stakes? Like, what's going on?
Okay,
yeah,
what do you mean? I just told
happening?
You guys.
Is it we answer them or we die?
No, if the winner
you
gets...
get Canadian citizenship.
The winner gets a penguin citizenship to the North Pole.
And what happens if we lose, though?
Well, he probably won't reimburse our flight tickets. That's about the worst thing that's going to happen, but...
Are we going to get presents?
Yeah, of course we're going to get presents. He has a fucking sweatshop run by fucking elves high on opium, man. They'll make us whatever we want. Stereos, fucking car tires, whatever.
I don't want Santa's blood money. I don't know about you, but... Like, I don't know. I don't want presents that badly.
Anyway.
Question one.
Do
you have an answer, Mandy? What were the names of the ghosts in A Christmas Carol? I'll give you guys, say, 1 minute 30 to answer each question.
So wait, so we're against each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
it's my turn.
Can I answer it?
No, you can't answer it. You can't answer it.
So it's the ghosts... of Christmas Past.
Uh-huh. Two more.
The Ghost of Christmas Present.
Okay, I'll accept that answer.
And the ghost of Christmas is yet to come.
Yeah, okay. That is correct.
Well, is it the ghost of Christmas present, or is it like a different
It is name? Technically the ghost's name is only present.
Oh.
And the ghost of yet to come, of Christmas yet to come, is just yet to come.
Oh. I still get points!
Yeah, you said all the keywords, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, 1 point for Mandy. Yay!
Muppet Christmas Carol is the best version, by the way. Just saying.
The Muppet version of everything is the best version.
Yes.
I haven't seen any yet.
Even the Muppet version of the Gulag camps. That's pretty, yourself, that's pretty cool. I want to visit
do
there.
Yourself a favor, Matt.
What the fuck did you say? The Muppet version of the Gulags.
The Muppet Gulag.
Yeah, the Gulag. They even have a little Gulag song.
I don't want to know.
That's in the Muppets 2, I think, right?
Dude, you can't...
Fucking Tina Fey runs that shit, man. That's
dude, you
cool.
can't mix the Muppets with political persecution, man. That's a bit too real.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, you fucking bet you can.
If you put what's-his-face, who's the comedian in those movies that, like, is with the evil frog?
What, Daniel Tosh or some shit?
No.
I don't know.
He's English.
English?
Ollie, help me out!
I don't know, I can't remember.
Oh, fuck you!
Man, good thing this fucking wasn't about the Muppets Christmas movie. You guys would be fucked. Okay, question.
Keep going.
Okay, this question is for Ollie.
Okay, I'm ready.
Who was the star of the Christmas movie Jingle All the Way? I'm starting your timer now. You got 1 minute 30 to answer. That's right, Jingle All the Way.
It was. Fuck, I'm blank. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
wasn't it?
Did that say yeah? You
no,
got
it's
it.
The fucking reindeer. Yeah. The reindeer that he punches in the face is the real star.
It was
yeah,
Arnie.
He just really wants that. Was it Action Man? What was the guy called?
Oh my Turbo God! Man. It's Turbo Man. You should take his points
fuck.
Away.
Okay, no, please. I already answered. You can't take it away from me.
Okay, Ollie, you got 1 point. Mandy, you got 1 point.
Why'd you say it like that?
Sorry, I said it to myself because I was just writing down the notes because I deleted everything. Okay, more questions. Mandy, in Oaxaca City in Mexico, Noche de Rabanos, right, is celebrated every 23rd of December. Which food gives this festival its name?
What country is it in?
In Mexico. Oaxaca City, Mexico.
And what's the...
Noche de Rabanos. Is celebrated every 23rd of December.
I didn't know these Christmas questions were going to go so hard.
What do you mean, man?
I don't
this is like
know
the second
enough
question.
Spanish.
You got a minute left.
Rabanos.
Break it down. You know, Noche de Rabanos. What do you think Rabanos could be?
Oh, I think... can I...
Rabbits?
No, unfortunately, that's incorrect. You still have 55 seconds to guess.
Oh, I can keep going.
Yeah.
Rhubarbs?
No, not quite rhubarbs. I'll give you another hint. It is a form of vegetable. Noche de Rabanos. Spelling of Rabanos?
A carrot.
Almost, not quite. Spelling of Rabanos is R A B A N-O-S. You have 27 seconds. Every 23rd of December.
It's a kind of vegetable?
15 seconds. Yep, that's correct. A type of vegetable. Rabanos. Just say it back to yourself. Rabanos. What does Rabanos sound like? 5 seconds.
I said the ones I thought it sounded like.
Oh, I'm sorry, Manny. You're out of time. Oh, God. The answer was...
Can I have a guess?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Is it Night of the Radishes?
Yes, that is actually correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you actually Google that or did you guess it?
What?
did you actually Google it or did you guess
it? No, I guessed it. It's because I know what night is in Spanish and it just had like an R and you said it was similar to a carrot. And I was like, well, what's like a fucking weird carrot?
Dang, dude.
Fucking radish is just a weird ass carrot.
Gross. That's
yeah, I'm channeling Christmas. I have my Christmas sweater on. I'm really it doesn't breathe. I'm just fucking really getting that podcast sweat going. I'm dying over here. It's like I'm wearing a sauna, Matt. Please just keep going until we can finish this podcast.
Should we allow people to steal questions? Are you guys okay with that?
I don't mind.
Okay. Okay, we'll give that one to Ollie then. Sorry, Mandy. Ollie got that one.
I have a,
I don't know enough about my Mexican neighbors.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you'll be able to steal this one from Ollie if he doesn't get it right.
Okay.
Okay. Next question. Ollie, are you ready?
This is the season of giving. I was giving you the answer. You just didn't fucking appreciate it.
Yeah, I just need you to give another answer like Action Man so I can steal something.
Okay. Question number 4 for Ollie. Which type of sweetbread loaf, or which originated in Milan, Italy, is traditionally eaten at Christmas in Italy and many other European countries?
I don't know. Is it like a panettone or something?
Holy shit, you got it right. That's right, yeah, dude. Panettone, baby. a sweet type of bread. Often
fucking
eaten at
cake.
Christmas. Yo!
I'm telling you, I'm embodying Christmas right now. It does
Holy
fucking
shit.
Off the dome.
Dang. I didn't have to stop the timer for that one. Okay. Okay, for these next questions, you're only going to have a minute to answer the rest of these. Okay. Mandy, you ready for your next question?
Yes.
Yeah, you answer that question.
Nephilococcygia is the practice of doing what?
You have to run that by me again.
Nephilococcygia is the practice of doing what? All you fans, all you Latin fans out there, I'm sure you guys are just clamoring. You guys know exactly what the answer is. Nephilococcygia.
Are you sure this
is not rigged? It's 100% not rigged. Santa gave me these questions, man. Come on, dude.
What does it have to do with Christmas?
I don't know. This is what Santa gave me. Nephilococcygia. You want me to spell it for you?
No. Okay. What's the full question again?
Nephilococcygia is the practice of doing what? 25 seconds.
Nephilococc.
Wrapping Christmas presents.
No, not wrapping Christmas presents. Nephil. Do you guys know what Nephil is?
Nephilococcygia. Does that have anything to do with like the, I don't know, Norse
Ten
thing?
Seconds.
I don't know.
Something about elves, right?
You got 5 seconds left. No, it's not about elves. 3, 2... What? Oh, I'm sorry, Mandy, you didn't get the question right. The answer was finding shapes in clouds. Nephilococcygia.
What is that? Why? Have to do with okay. Oh, fuck, that peaked
Why
my
Why
do
I get this
so
chicken
much.
Shit question?
Next question, Ollie, are you ready?
That wasn't Christmas. I'm sorry, Matt. I don't accept that.
Just do what Santa tells us, man, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Santa.
Chartreuse is the color between yellow and what?
What isn't chartreuse green?
Sorry, what was that? Yeah, the answer is green. Actually, you're right.
This is some bullshit.
Is this? What is this, Matt?
I don't know.
Well, you—that's a Christmassy question. Green's a Christmas color. The fuck
Dude,
about
yeah,
clouds?
That's what the Santa gave me,
clouds
man.
Christmas.
The DHL man just gave me this packet with a picture of my family in a secure location, and he said, make these people answer these fucking questions, or they're gonna kill my dog, dude. Please.
Wait, you have a dog?
Well, I do now. I don't know who.
Did he gift you a dog just so he could tell you he was going to murder the dog if you didn't answer these questions?
Oh, God.
Santa's a power player.
Yeah, that's...
Turns out my family's being held in a secure location bonding with this dog he's going to kill if I don't get you guys to answer this question. That'd be the true horror. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Next question for Mandy. Are you ready?
Yes.
The Juana Ranges are located where?
Hawaii.
No, not quite. Sorry, the Hunua Ranges.
That's a whole different question.
It's either Hunua or Hanua.
Is this a state in America?
Who knew?
No. China.
No, not China.
Mongolia.
No, not Mongolia. You got 30 seconds left, Maddie.
India.
No, not India.
Canada.
Nope, not Canada. Think a
little
bit more
broader.
The
North fucking Pole.
No, not the North fucking Pole.
The ocean. The fucking Pacific Ocean.
I don't think so. You got 15 seconds left, Mandy. You're so close.
The Atlantic Ocean.
No, not the ocean. Not the ocean. You got 10 seconds left, Mandy.
South America.
Nope, not South America. One more.
That's the whole Earth. I can't hold
Unfortunately, you. Mandy, you just didn't get it right. The answer was New Zealand.
Fuck.
Hanua Ranges are located in New Zealand.
Is that where Santa's cousins live?
I have no clue. I'm sure that's just one of the spy outposts.
Wait, that's not That's not Christmas. What's happening?
Gandalf isn't the Christmas. Isn't Christmas Island off the coast of New Zealand? So I mean,
actually, that's a fucking trick question.
I think you'll find that
Santa's playing mind games with us.
Fucking Santa, bro.
Dang.
I have better Christmas questions than this.
Yeah, but Santa is also, you know, an eternal being who's lived for about, you know, several thousand years since the beginning of time. I think he probably gets a little bit bored with, you know, what kind of fruit is in fruitcake at Christmas? You know, I think that's why he's looking for a kind of blood sport entertainment, you know?
So Santa's just, like, a bored person with dad facts?
I mean, he's basically a fucking vampire, right? Lives forever.
Wait, does he drink blood, or does he sustain himself on presents or like Christmas joy?
Nah, it's definitely blood. Come on, this guy wears fucking a red suit, man. He's loved by corporations, obviously. Vampire. Anyway,
I'm just into it. In Santa it for invented the capitalism.
Exactly. Okay, Ollie, are you ready for this next question?
I guess so. I've been doing pretty well so far. So I mean,
I hope you had your Wiener Schnitzel this morning, because the question is:
oh shit!
What is the official German name of the Swiss Federal Railways? In German, please.
Come on, Matt. Come on. Are you looking at me? Look at me in the eyes. Just come on.
The Swiss Federal Railways. What is the official name in German?
Spricken?
Okay, fuck.
Spricken die Deutsch?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to remember what Swiss is in German.
You got 35 seconds, Ollie. Swiss? Just, you know, just throw out whatever feels natural, you know.
Yeah, just give your most aggressive German impersonation.
Is it just Swiss Railway, but just more aggressive? Like, is it... does that have anything to do with fucking Christmas? I'm just thinking, like...
Well, I'm
does
sure
it
that
sound Christmassy?
The Swiss deliver presents, you know, using the Swiss...
No, Santa railway. Delivers presents. This is a trick question. Santa delivers all presents.
You have 25 seconds.
Fuck.
What is the official German name of the Swiss Federal Railways?
The chicken shit Autobahn.
The official name?
The official German name. You have 10 seconds.
Oh, it's a trick. It's like,
I'm sorry, Ollie. Time is up.
Is it like Saint Nikolai or Santa Railway or something? Like, fuck.
No, the answer was Schweizer... Ich Bunderspannen.
I hate you, Matt.
Schweizer Ich Bunderspannen. Okay.
I was doing so well. I was on a fucking streak. And then,
you'd be a sore loser, dude. Come on, jeez, man. Santa gave me these questions,
no.
Bro.
That's Christmas is all about being a sore loser. You don't understand the true meaning of Christmas.
Oh my god. Okay.
You ever stabbed anyone over Monopoly, Matt?
Huh? What?
What?
What did you say?
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, Mandy, are you ready for your next question?
Sure.
Okay. When does Finland celebrate their Independence Day?
When or where?
When. Where does Finland... Come on, bro.
That's what you said, I swear to God.
Okay, the question is when does Finland celebrate its Independence Day?
Fucking every day, bro.
No, they're not that free. They only have one day.
What is this, Switzerland?
No. Finland. When does Finland celebrate their Independence Day?
It might be the freest country in the world. I want to see the chart. Like, let me get out the fucking chart out. Okay, Al, how free is Finland?
Don't ask Al. Al's banned. You can't ask him, bro. He's a fucking computer.
How free is Finland? How good is their fucking reading level? We need to know.
Did you know Finland has the sexiest netcode I've ever seen? I used to interface with this piece of Finnish software back in the day. If only I was young once more. Sigh.
Oh, well, thanks, Al. I didn't know.
Santa, if you're listening, all I want for Christmas is a thick-ass crate UGF and a bottle of Chateau Nudu Pap.
You know it's true.
I have consumed a large amount of eggnog, and as a result, I am no longer functional. Feliz Navidad, bitches.
Okay, you got 20 seconds left, Mandy. When does Finland...
The 5th of February.
No, not quite. You're almost there. I'll think a little bit more, you know, December.
December 25th?
No, it's not December the
25th. December 24th. No. December 1st, 5th, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th.
Your minute's up. The answer was December 6th.
I said it! It came out of my mouth!
You said 24th, 25th, 23rd.
Man.
Sorry, Mandy. Okay, Ollie, right. Here's the next question for you. Are you ready?
If Santa's not going to kill you, I think we might kill you by the end of this podcast, but...
You can't do that, dude. It's illegal, man.
Okay, next... I don't know. I don't know what laws they have in the North Pole.
I have to talk to my lawyer, too. Okay, Ollie, are you ready? Here it goes. The emblem on the flag of the Republic of Tajikistan features a sunrise over mountains below what symbol? You have 1 minute starting right now.
Under what symbol?
The emblem on the flag of the Republic of Tajikistan, right? Tajikistan? Features a sunrise, right? We all know a sunrise over mountains.
Yeah, I know the sun. I mean, it's below. It's not like I've never seen the sun before. I mean, come on.
Cool. But on Tajikistan's flag, it features a sunrise over mountains below what symbol? That's the question we're looking for. 30 seconds left.
The sea. The mountains.
Not the mountains.
Santa.
Are you saying a sunrise over the mountains above another pair of mountains?
I don't know. It's pretty mountainous, I guess. I mean.
Any other answers?
A crown.
A crown? Yeah, that's correct. Ollie did technically have 10. Oh, yeah, there you go. Ollie with the fifth point. Sorry, Mandy.
Fuck
Ollie still
guys.
Technically had 10 seconds left to answer, and you fucking gave it to him, bro.
You said any other answers out there. Go fuck yourself.
I heard the answer. It was out there.
Oh. Okay, so right now the score is 1-5, favoring Ollie.
But
Mandy, what's going through your head right now? What's going on, man?
I have a strategy. It's fine.
Okay. Mandy, this next question is for you.
Okay.
Where is the fast food chain Panda Express headquartered? Your time starts now.
Seattle.
No, not Seattle. That's pretty close, though. It's within the same vicinity, perhaps.
San Diego.
No, not San
Francisco.
San Diego. Nope, not San Fran.
Los Angeles.
Nope. Think Panda Express. If you were a panda and you were cooking up Chinese food very cheaply and very quickly, where would you make your headquarters?
Chicago.
Nope, not Chicago.
Hold
on, wait for Mandy's time to run and then you can answer.
It's in California.
It's somewhere in California, but where is their headquarters?
Rosemead, California.
Hold on a second, dude. Hold the phone. That was right. But I think there's some fuckery going on here.
Wait, are you Googling it? I thought Santa gave you the answers.
No, man.
Sounds like you're Googling it, dude.
I'm getting it from my fucking...
Dang. Okay,
my fairy godmother,
we're going to give Mandy a point. So I guess Mandy's up to 2 right now with a lucky answer.
Why wouldn't you believe that I would guess that?
Well, you guessed like 10,000 other
things. You don't think it's like obvious?
You didn't even specify like a town before you said California.
I said California before. I said San Diego, San Francisco.
But I'm thinking smaller.
Los Angeles.
I'm guessing Rosemead is not fucking huge.
It's a city, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. Americans know this.
Well, I thought you would have...
The big five in California.
The big five? Okay.
What?
Okay, this next question is for Ollie. Are you ready, Ollie?
No.
Okay, perfect. When did Canada leave the Confederation to become their own nation?
What, the Confederates? The Confederacy?
Just the Confederation, you know, between the famous countries that Canada was confederated with.
Wow. Wow.
That's 45 seconds left there, Ollie.
Wait, are you talking about America or the UK? What?
I don't know.
I mean, they never left the UK.
I mean, what do you mean? The Confederation, that's not the... We need a date. That's what we're looking for, Ollie.
Oh, fuck.
20 seconds left.
I feel like it's going to be, like, some stupid question that it's going to be, like...
You haven't given me an answer yet. You have 15 seconds left. We need a date, please. Give me a date.
The fuck? I don't know. 1750?
No, the answer was unfortunate. Actually, Maddie, do you know?
No.
Okay, the answer is July 1st, 1867. I know it was on the tip of your tongue. Just, you know, you were so close.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Was I?
This isn't Christmas!
This is getting further and further from Christmas.
The scores are still 2-5 favoring Ollie. Now for these next set of questions, the timer is going to be reduced to 30
Christmas.
Seconds.
I think about it every day. I need more Christmas questions, Matt. Please.
Why, Santa, why are you doing this to us? These are the questions he gave me, bro. Obviously, Santa's a sadistic man. Okay, I have no control.
I want to go home.
We'll be allowed to go home once our contract is completed with Santa LLC, bro, okay? Please. I just want to see my family, my new dog again. Mandy, this next question is for you. Are you ready? 30 seconds on the clock. That's all we're going to get. Are you guys ready? Mandy.
I know everything.
Okay, perfect. Which king of England was faced with the Peasants' Revolt in 1381, not to be confused with the Peasants' Revolt of 1994.
Whoa, what? There was a Peasants' Revolt in 94?
25 seconds remaining, Mandy, please. Topic. Which King of England was faced with the Peasants' Revolt in 1381?
King James.
Nope, that is incorrect.
King George.
Not King George.
King Leopold.
No, not King Leopold.
I should just put numbers on those names. I'm sure that would be right eventually.
4 seconds
left. I don't know, Charles. I don't know any other king names.
King Charles. The answer we were looking for, unfortunately, was King Richard II, of course.
Did I say
famously,
Richard at all?
You didn't say Richard, actually. You said Leopold or some shit.
I suck, man. I don't deserve that.
Okay.
King Leopold's a thing. I think he wasn't British, though.
Okay, Ollie, here's the next one for you. You ready? 30 seconds on the clock.
How many questions are we down? I have no clue.
No clue.
King Leopold II of Belgium.
Great. Belgium.
BDE.
Okay, Ollie, here we go. Are you ready?
Okay.
Get ready. Okay. 30 seconds. On the Beaufort scale of wind force, what name is given to a number 8?
What did you say to me?
Your time starts now. I'll repeat the question. On the Beaufort scale of wind force, what is the name given to a number 8? 20 seconds left.
An 8?
A number 8 on the Beaufort scale, Mr. Layman.
Did you make this up? The Beaufort scale?
The Beaufort.
Did you just call him a layman? That was a deep cut.
What? I said Mr. Layman. 5 seconds left.
Well, he's not wrong.
Unfortunately, that is the incorrect answer.
Oh, fuck, I wasn't...
The answer was Gale.
Right? Oh.
Everyone knows an 8 on the Beaufort scale is known colloquially as a Gale.
Now I'm learning things. Thanks, Santa. That's what the bring us together.
Merry Christmas.
You know, Merry Christmas.
The gift of knowledge. Thanks.
Okay. Mandy, here's the next one for you. Are you ready? Is your body
yes.
ready?
Yes.
Okay. 30 seconds. As soon as I finish answering, okay. Here's the question. How much radiation in microsieverts does a banana emit?
Ooh.
Banana, oh, spicy.
Everyone knows Ooh. Is a very famous Christmas fruit. Everyone loves to consume bananas on Christmas.
0.025.
Nope, that is incorrect.
Am I close?
This is a modest banana. 15 seconds.
Am I close?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
0.3.2.
10 seconds. Incorrect. 5 seconds left.
15 kilowatts.
Incorrect. In microsieverts, please. 1 second. I'm sorry, Manny. That was incorrect. The answer we were looking for was 0.1 microsievert.
Oh, that wasn't too bad.
That's close.
You said 0.2. That was pretty close, actually.
I said 0.02, I think.
Oh, well, unfortunately, you didn't get that one. But now it's Ollie's turn again to answer another question. Ollie, are you ready for this next one?
Please put me out of my misery, Matt.
Okay, the question is... Coulerophobia is the irrational fear of what?
Ice cubes.
Coulerophobia.
Fear of Coolio.
Kool-Aid.
No. Fear of Coolio. No. Spelling of coolerophobia is C-O-U-L-R-O phobia. P-H-O-B-I-A.
Is it like
something to do with color?
Fear of color. Fear of Santa. Fear of elves. Fear of opium.
Nope, that is incorrect. Not opium. Not color.
Crocodiles.
Not crocodiles. Coolerophobia.
Fear of questions?
No, that's incorrect. 5 seconds left. You have 5 seconds. Coolerophobia, please. Coolerophobia, please. 1 second. Incorrect. I'm so sorry, Manny. Only neither of you guys got it correct. The answer warrior were looking for was clowns. Coolerophobia is the irrational fear of the everyday clown. Sorry, guys. You guys were very close. I think someone said fucking Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon, that was pretty close, but... anyway.
Kevin's Bacon.
Well, I said Santa.
He's not a clown, dude. He's a fucking omnipotent
Are you
being,
sure?
Man. He's a
after this quiz, after what we've been through.
Bro, please. Don't anchor the gods, man.
What is this happening?
Okay, Maddie, here's your next question. Are you ready? Okay. Here's the next question. Very Christmassy, okay? Very Christmassy. Here it comes. 30 seconds after I finish the question. The question is, oxygen is a very, very popular gas to breathe during Christmas time. How many protons are in an atom of oxygen? Time starts now. 30 seconds.
2.
Incorrect. These are protons we're looking for, Mandy.
4.
The opposition to the neutrons. 4 is incorrect. This is an oxygen atom.
What was the question again?
How many protons are in an oxygen atom often consumed during Christmas time?
6.
Incorrect. 6 is not the right answer. 2 is not correct. 1 is incorrect. 10 seconds left.
Is it 18?
18 is incorrect. 7 seconds left.
Is it 16?
16 is incorrect. These are just the amount of neutrons.
12.
Sorry, what did I say? I meant protons. Sorry, you guys got them both. Oops. I'll give you one more answer, Maddie. Number of protons in an oxygen atom. One more. One more guess.
Ten.
No, that's wrong. The answer was 8. Obviously, everyone knows that every oxygen atom has 8 protons, unless it's an isotope. Sorry, dude.
I used to take chemistry in fucking high school, but fucking look where I am now.
Okay, Ollie, are you ready for your punishment? I mean question.
Yeah,
okay.
Punish me.
Here we go. This one's for all you arborists out there, okay? All my arborist homies, okay?
Snip, snip.
What? If you planted the seeds of a Quercus robur, what would grow? 30 seconds starting from right now.
A Quercus robur?
If you planted the seeds of a Quercus robur, what would grow?
Rubber. A rubber tree plant.
No, not rubber trees.
Fuck.
19 seconds left.
Okay, is it a tree? Any kind of tree?
The answer was trees. That is correct.
Excuse me?
The Quercus robur is a tree. If you planted the seeds of a Quercus robur, a tree would grow. That is correct. Ollie has 6 points.
Shit.
I don't know anything anymore. Holy shit.
So is my answer technically right?
What did you say?
A rubber tree plant.
You said a rubber... Well, you said rubber. You didn't say rubber tree
and
plant.
And then
you
I said rubber. A rubber tree plant after I said rubber.
I wasn't listening because technically it was Ollie's
Fuck
question.
Fuck you. Well, we're working as a team now because we can't answer these fucking questions.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's true. Can you add the score together?
What? Yes, okay, fine. Please. You guys have 8 points in total out of 22.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll share a passport.
Fine, okay. There are no teams. It's only you versus Santa.
Yes.
We could...
have the power. We should get a minute then instead of 30 seconds.
No, because you guys can talk at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So, do we get a timeshare in Canada?
No timeshares. No timeshares allowed.
Oh.
Okay, here are the last 4 questions. Okay, are you guys ready for these last 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ollie and Mandy, here is your next question. 30 seconds after I finish asking the question, I guess. How long did the Warsaw Uprising during World War II last?
48
30 seconds from now. That is incorrect, unfortunately.
24 hours.
Incorrect, unfortunately.
18 hours.
It is a little bit longer than 18 hours.
19 hours.
It is a lot longer than 19 hours.
22 hours.
It's a lot longer than that, too.
To 25 hours.
That is incorrect.
To 3 days.
Longer than 3 days.
Four days.
Five
days. 6 days. 5 days. A week.
It's a little bit longer than a week. 7 seconds left.
2 years.
That is way
too long.
9 days. The answer was 63 days. I'm so sorry, guys. Another one for Santa. I thought you guys were fans of World War II. Jeez. No?
Oh, I should talk about it.
Yeah.
Man, you guys sound fucking demoralized, man. Okay, last three questions. Come on, guys. Just these last three, and then we'll be good, okay? We'll make it through. I promise. They'll let our children go. We'll see our pet dog again.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm not sure. We weren't given any guarantee here. And
was there fine print on that letter?
There was a lot of fine print. A lot of
Fuck, you didn't read the fine print?
I don't know. We don't have a lawyer. I don't have enough money for a lawyer, bro. When Santa said, hey, you want to come to my fucking evil grotto so I can torment you people, you mortals? I think I was going to say no. Dude, what a podcast experience, bro. We got the scoop of the century, man. Holiday Inn in the North Pole.
It is a pretty nice Holiday Inn. Yeah. It's at least top five Holiday Inns.
Dude, there's so much mulled wine.
They have biscuits and gravy.
God, fuck. I'm going to leave a pretty nice review on Yelp when we leave.
Yeah, definitely.
Once we're allowed to leave. Anyway, the last three questions. Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready? Three more.
Yeah.
Okay, 30 seconds. In the year 1900, what were the most popular names given to boys and girls born in the United States? 30 seconds.
The top two for each?
In the 1900s, what was the most popular boy and girl
names?
That's
a big fucking span of time, yeah. John.
No, sorry. I mean, the year 1900. John is correct. John. We're looking for the counterpart of John.
Anne.
No, not Jane. Anne, not Jane. In the year 1900, not the 1900s overall, just
Bertha.
The 1900s. No, 10 seconds left.
Margaret.
Mary is correct. You guys won it with 4 seconds left in the clock. Whoa, that's 9 points for Team Ollie and Mandy.
I can't believe it.
You guys can break even if you guys get the next two questions correct.
Break even?
Oh, okay.
Does
okay.
It matter?
What are we aiming for?
I don't know, half? That's pretty good, right? That's like a D.
Yeah, I'll accept it.
Okay, well, you guys can't get more than half if you guys don't get these two right, so,
Okay.
You guys have to try fucking really hard. Okay, here we go. Second to last question. The penultimate question.
Please don't shoot me, Santa.
What type of dog is Handsome Dan, the mascot of Yale University? 30 seconds.
Golden Retriever.
What type of dog is Handsome Dan? Pug. It's not a pit bull,
bulldog.
Not a Golden Retriever. It is a bulldog. That is correct.
They're always like that kind of dog. Like every time there's a dog mascot, it's always like a fucking pug or a bulldog or something.
Yeah. Ollie went to Yale.
It's fucking dog facts. No, I fucking wish.
I can't believe you guys are so close to breaking even. You guys are 10 out of 22. Okay. You guys ready for the last question? Well, you guys want to do 25 questions. Are you guys sure you don't want to do any more questions?
No, please. No more questions.
You
just hit me with the last question. Okay. Please.
Here's the last question. To tie it all up, 11 points to you, 11 points to Santa. If you guys get this correct, are you guys ready? I'll take that painful silence as a yes. The question is...
What if we're not ready?
Virtual reality company Oculus VR... lost which of its co-founders in a freak car accident in 2013? 30 seconds starting now.
Where did you find these facts?
Which virtual reality
company... Did Santa cause the car accident? Was he killed by Santa?
Oculus VR lost which of its co-founders in a freak car accident in 2013? 15 seconds left.
Nate Mitchell.
Nope, not Nate Mitchell. 10 seconds left. Oculus VR co-founder...
Al, can you tell
me? Al, shut the fuck up. You got 4 seconds left. Don't say anything, Al.
Eggnog is the work of the devil.
Andrew Scott Reese.
That is correct. Oh my god, I can't believe
it. How did you
Holy shit, no fucking way. That's right. Andrew Scott Reese did die tragically in a car accident in 2013.
Fucking Santa can't see shit.
It was probably Santa who fucking killed him, so. Congratulations. You guys barely made it past the fucking the 50-50 line. What do you guys have to say? Are you guys proud of your performance today here at the fucking the Holiday Inn Aerodrome, where it's just us and a bunch of fucking
I can hear the crowd going wild.
I'd like to thank my sponsor, Google.
That was pretty good. I think you guys actually did a lot better than I thought you guys were going to do.
Dude.
Somehow all you
I knew it was rigged. I knew this game was fucking rigged.
Yeah,
from the beginning.
I mean, I like gave up halfway, obviously, but Ollie, you like answered a few. The only one I got, like the later ones I got in earnest, was the fucking names.
I think you got the Ghost of Christmas Past or the Ghost of Christmas.
Yeah, but
in the
I meant like
then,
the hard fucking.
What do you mean? They're all about the same. The you know.
Yeah, some of those questions, fuck wild.
Well, congratulations, guys. You guys are real trivia masters, dude. How do you feel? On top of the world? Feeling
Matt,
good?
I
feel demoralized.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have. I think
I won't be
responding to any statements. Please redirect any queries to my lawyer. Thanks, guys. Well, do you guys have a happy Christmas? Everyone got what they wanted?
I'm Jewish.
Oh.
No.
Well, sorry. Maybe next year.
are we gonna rate this? Gonna rate Matt's like quizzing ability?
No, fuck this shit. We're never doing this again.
Merry Christmas.
No, fucking
Merry Christmas.
One out of 12 Christmases, Matt.
One out of 12 Christmases.
Fucking one out of 12 days of Christmas.
I'm sorry you feel that way. After you know, I was just a vessel, okay, for Santa's will. You know? It's not my fault. He's a fucking evil fat bastard.
Oh, there's another letter being slid under the doormat.
Oh, God. I'm not gonna... You can read it. I'm not gonna read that shit.
It says... I'm just gonna throw this one away.
Okay. I guess we'll see you next year if we're not horribly cannibalized by a bunch of these rabid elves. Well, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Do they
happy
become
holidays.
Cannibals when they don't have opium?
I don't want to find out.
Merry Christmas, that's a podcast. See you guys later.
Bye.
Peace out, mother lovers.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.